Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Daniels is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, but not for long. Any moment now, we're going to convert him into an old friend. And he's Senior Vice President of Development and Production at a brand new network called National Geographic Wild, Nat Geo Wild. Is the nickname they use? Or I guess maybe that's what they're called. They're calling it all the time. But now, folks, I know this is a small business show, but you're just going to have to bear with me, because those of you who've been listening to my show for very long know how much I love wildlife, how much I'm attracted to it, how much I will often turn off a football game if I can watch some program about wildlife, anything. I love all of it, And so when I got a chance to get Jeff on the show to talk to us about this new program, this new network, I should say, that they're about to launch, we jumped at the chance. And so let's get him in here. Jeff Daniels, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on. And I'm already feeling like an old friend, so thanks a lot.
Well, you know what that requires, though? That requires, Jeff, that you come back on a fairly regular basis to keep us up posted on what's going on.
Oh, well, there's always so many exciting things happening out there in the wild world that I don't think I'll have any problem doing that.
Well, my audience, some of them may remember me talking about when my children were little, when they were, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'd walk by on a Saturday morning, and they'd be watching some mind-numbing cartoon. You know, not the great Heckle and Jekylls that I grew up with, but some of these mind-numbing things that the kids watch these days. And I'd go in there, and I would change the channel over to a wildlife program right in front of them, take away the cartoon, and they'd have a fit. And I'd walk off. I'd say, now watch that for a while. I'd come back in 15 minutes, and they were glued to the television. If you'll get your children to watch wildlife, turn off the other stuff, get them to watch some of this wildlife programming that's out there. There's a lot of it out there. I just think it's a good thing. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you, I have the exact same experience with my kids, and I think that's why I'm just so thrilled about Nat Geo Wild, because really part of what we're trying to do is create a real family-friendly network, something that reflects the values of the National Geographic Society itself.
Right.
And I think that's a real important part of what we're doing.
And by the way, folks, I am a subscriber to their magazine. Jeff, and of course, and I'm going to throw out some other things. We got the Animal Planet. We got a bunch of the other stuff. There's that. I love the Planet Earth series. There's a new series now called Life that Oprah Winfrey's doing a great job with. I just can't get enough of it. Yours is going to be in part, marked on our playlist at home. But what you've done, those other programs, most of them are series. They're an animal series or a wildlife series, but you're launching a network, and folks, that's altogether different, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've always known about just the power of nature programming and wildlife to just to move large audiences, and I think that having the opportunity to dedicate one channel to that all the time, I think, is one of the things that just makes this channel so unique, and it's really just a build off of what National Geographic has been doing for years as just a leader in the kind of innovative and compelling stories from the wild that, we've all seen, when I was growing up.
Now, you already have a Nat Geo HD, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've been enjoying that for a long time. But this is a different channel, isn't it?
Well, Nat Geo Wild is a different channel indeed. I mean, the National Geographic channel just offers a wide range of science and exploration and contemporary culture shows.
Right.
Just great stuff.
And sometimes it seems like I remember seeing some wildlife in there mixed in.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a small piece of what the channel does, and it's an important and very popular part. But again, having the opportunity to launch Nat Geo Wild and deliver just more of that stuff that we all know people love, that was just an opportunity that was too good to pass up.
Now, it's going to be, you're going to have an analog channel and an HD channel. Is that right?
That's correct. It goes up HD, and it'll be available to everybody that either has the SD service or the HD service. And I got to tell you that that high definition is just one of those things that I think also just makes the timing so right for this channel, because you know how great this stuff looks in HD.
I didn't buy, see, I'm one of these, now I enjoy football.
Yeah.
And I'm a golf nut. My audience knows that. But I bought my plasma televisions for the wildlife shows. that's a secret I've never told anybody else, Jeff.
Well, I got to tell you, I actually got my first one a few years back, pretty much for the same reason.
Yeah, it's great. So, we're going to talk about the programming in a second, because there's the first one coming up is about monkeys.
Well, I think,
is that right?
Well, we have a number of different shows. I mean, I think that...
All right, so this is going to be a 24/7 channel, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. And your listeners are going to be in for a real treat, because we've just got such a wide range of things. I mean, we're exploring secret worlds, the daily dramas of life, extraordinary encounters between people and animals. And so one of the series I think that you're referring to is a series that we're putting on called Rebel Monkeys, which is just about the wild antics of a group.
Sounds
of
like my
monkeys.
Grandsons.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, these monkeys, they're trying to make a living on the streets in Jaipur, India. And then we're also taking people to a lost world in the Congo to meet a group of lowland gorillas that are doing some surprising new behaviors.
Yeah, and one of the things I've been seeing lately in some of these programs, some of the studies they've done on the other primates, are how they're using tools. And I don't know if your program is going to be like that. I didn't get a chance to watch that particular program. Well, but what seems to be interesting, what they seem to be finding is that some of this behavior they think is fairly recently learned.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the show that I was just talking about, Mystery Gorilla, features National Geographic explorer Mireya Mayer.
Right.
And she embeds with a family of lowland gorillas and witnesses some of that rare behavior, really documenting a lot of it for the first time. And one of the things that the researchers on the ground, who really has an association with the National Geographic Society, they are documenting tool use in terms of ways in which they gather food, mm-hmm. and even the way in which they're going into the swamps there using these sticks like canes to help them kind of keep their footing. It's extraordinary.
Very interesting. Folks, we'll take a quick break. Jeff Daniels is Senior Vice President of Development and Production at the brand new network, Nat Geo Wild. That's National Geographic Wild, and it's all about the wild, all about animals. And he mentioned the gorillas. We got sharks. We got octopus. I guess that's octopi, right? If there's more than one, we'll take a quick break. 20 after, more to come with Jeff Daniels after these messages. And you had a Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. I hope you'll check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, our knowledge base, askjim.biz there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Check it out, and we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there at Jim Blassingame. Jeff Daniels, G-E-O-F-F. That's how you spell his name. The other Jeff Daniels, the other star. Jeff Daniels is Senior Vice President of Development and Production at the new network, the new wildlife network, Nat Geo Wild. And it's launching. Jeff, when are you launching?
We're launching this morning at 8 a.m. Eastern time.
All right.
So we're on the pad.
All right. I'm glad. I was thinking it was a little bit. That's right. I keep, you know, has this year gone by? It just raced by for you. I keep forgetting this is the end of the month.
I know it. I can't believe it. It has been such a blur.
Well, I'm sure it has. Well, thank you for being here to launch this thing, this network. And you talked earlier about you mentioned the lady is mayor.
Yeah, Mireya Mayer.
Mireya Mayer. Now, are you going to have personalities that we're going to get to know on this channel?
Oh, absolutely. In fact,
Mireya, you got the guy doing the shark thing, Kerry Anderson. Is that him?
Well, what we have is Enrique Sala, who is a National Geographic fellow.
And oh, yeah, that's right.
He's funded by the society, And he actually is going down to a mysterious island in the Pacific where that's really become an extraordinary hotspot for just vast schools of shark. And he and Dr. Sylvia Earle are investigating what it is underwater that makes this place such a great spot for all these animals.
And so, okay, so folks, the let me give you a little timing here. The 31st is going to be the monkeys. And on the April 5th, it's going to be the Expedition Wild with Casey Anderson. The gorillas are going to be on April 5th, too. April 12th is Africa's Lost Eden. The shark thing he was just talking about is on the 19th. There's you're going to hunt for giant octopus on the 20th. And then April 26th is my life is a zoo. Now, how long does it take to put one of these productions together, one of these events together, one of these episodes?
One of these episodes? Well, it depends. I would say that some of the big natural history specials, the 1 hours that we're talking about, things like The Hunt for the Giant Octopus or Africa's Lost Eden, which features how elephants and hippos are bringing back a lost land that was torn by war, those can take anywhere from a year to 2 years to put together.
It's amazing. When I watch some of these shows, I just, folks, when you watch a wildlife show and you're drawn in to where you can count the scales on a lizard or the feathers on a bird, and you get that close and you see them behaving completely without any kind of awareness that anybody's there, the ability to get the camera into that place and without disturbing the nature and upsetting them, to me, it's a profile in patience beyond which I can't even imagine. And so my hat's off to all those guys who do that.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you that is actually the central mission of the channel, which is really to just get our viewers closer to the animals they love and into the wild in ways they've never seen before. And really, through the association with the National Geographic Society and those top filmmakers and the world's leading researchers, we have access to their cutting-edge technology, their stunning visuals, their groundbreaking research, and that's really what's allowing us to deliver exactly that.
And the business end of this, is this sponsored programming? Is it just commercial advertising?
It is commercial advertising. It is there are sponsorship opportunities.
Right.
So it is a commercial network. Yeah.
Now you sent me some CDs. Thank you for those.
You're welcome.
Are those are people going to be able to buy those?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that they will be distributed, and probably through the Nat Geo TV website.
Yep.
They should be able to be able to find the shows they love and be able to get them for their collection. Absolutely.
Well, the reason I like those is because I have a DVR too, so I'll be recording all these. But at the same time, I like to sometimes my grandsons come over and they want to watch those cartoons I was talking about, and I'll pop in some of this wildlife stuff I've got, and again they'll fuss like their mother did, but then they sit down and after a while, they'll start saying, "Hey, I know what that animal is," and it's amazing, folks, what your children will do if you will get them to watching wildlife. It's really, they will not, they'll complain for 5 minutes when you take their channel away from them and put a wildlife program on. You've seen this, haven't you, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. I think the wild world is just so full of insight and entertainment and inspiration and amazement. And I think that that's what we're trying to deliver, the spirit of what this channel, Nat Geo Wild, is trying to deliver to audiences all over the country.
Most cable networks will have this, right?
Yes, that's right. I think depending on where you are will depend on which cable network you'll get it on.
Right.
But that's right. We're going to be launching across the entire country as of in about 30 minutes.
You want to give us a website?
The website. Oh, I think that's Nat Geo TV. I think
yeah.
It's www.natgeo.tv is the...
And is that .com or .org? I probably have it here somewhere, but I don't...
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's .tv.
Yeah, oh, .tv. Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Jeff, thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing this programming to us. And I hope you'll come back and give and keep us posted on how things are going.
Hey, Jim, I absolutely will, and thanks for making me a friend of the program.
You got it, and we'll see you next time. Jeff Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, with Nat Geo Wild. That's launching today, so check it out, folks. They got octopus, they got gorillas, sharks, all that stuff, and more to come. More to come here, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
It all died. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.